Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Susan Detmer, an associate professor in the Department of Veterinary Pathology with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Detmer.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
With flu season approaching, the public is once again being advised to have flu shots. First of all, what is the flu? What are the symptoms? And what are the health implications of flu?
Well, the first thing is people often talk about flu and they mean stomach flu. This is not a stomach bug. This is influenza virus that I work with. And this is a virus that is specifically infecting the respiratory tract, and it's causing a fever. Usually the fever can last 24 to 48 hours when you get infected, and it can take up to a day of incubation before you get the fever. And at that time, you're actually shedding the most virus when you have a fever. It can take 3 to 7 days to recover, and at the most, people usually are done shedding virus by 10 days out. It's when you get the secondary infections with bacteria or you get a deep pneumonia with the influenza virus. That's when you're more at risk of having to be hospitalized or you're sick for a longer period of time. Most of the time when people do get influenza, they are vaccinated and they do recover fairly quickly. So for most of us, it's just a few days of feeling really sick and then getting better.
What animals or species are affected by flu or influenza? Among what species can this pathogen be transmitted, and what are the implications there?
During the winter season, humans get both influenza A viruses and influenza B viruses. The B viruses are a lot less common, but from year to year, they can pick up. The influenza A viruses are the ones that we can see in any mammalian species. It's more often seen in birds. Those are the avian flus that can be low or high path that we always talk about on the news. The one in pigs is very similar to the one in humans. Both pigs and humans get what we call H1N1, H3N2, and H1N2 viruses. They are genetically distinct from each other, but they're very similar in how they infect, and they are the same subtype. So it is something that they can pass back and forth. The viruses that we see in horses and dogs are a little bit different, but they can get occasionally human viruses as well.
What are we seeing or anticipating in terms of prevalence of the various types of flu, and what are the factors there?
For humans, this fall, they've already started picking up, especially with the CDC. You'll see on their reports, they're getting more and more flu. But we base our predictions for the winter on what happens mostly in Australia. So in the southern hemisphere, their season starts as ours is ending in the spring. And so what they chose the vaccine for this year, they chose it back in February. And it was based on what was in Australia at the time. Now, when they checked in August, the viruses that they had selected were being seen, but there was a different strain that was more prevalent. So they're not sure if when it returns to the northern hemisphere, if we're going to see the one that was higher, this H3N2 that was more prevalent in Australia back in August, or if it's going to go back to the one that they saw earlier in the season. So they're giving it a 50-50 shot that we're going to have a different virus, because that's usually what happens, is a different virus dominates as soon as it moves back to the northern hemisphere.
How does the flu shot work? How effective is the flu shot, and how safe is it?
So for humans, there are some people that should not be vaccinated, and that's something that they should discuss with their doctors. But there are a lot of people that should be vaccinated, certainly people over the age of 65 and children under the age of 12. They're more likely to have more serious infections, and they are less likely to have antibodies. So the older people, their antibodies wane, but the young people have never been exposed to the strains we see circulating in humans. So those people benefit the most. But if they can't, because of an immune disease or some other disease, they can't be vaccinated, it's so much more important for the people around them to be vaccinated so they're not bringing viruses home and sharing them with their family and friends.
Why is it considered important for people to get the flu shot, and how does that relate to the animals under the care of humans?
So it is important. It's a public health issue. Generally, we only get about 20% of people that get vaccinated. The more people that are vaccinated, the less those virus strains or cross-reactive strains to the viruses in the vaccine are circulating. And there's usually at least one. Those viruses will be brought down so we don't see as much of it and less people get infected. So you're doing it for the herd, the human herd, if not just for yourself. But personally, I have been infected with influenza, and I do get vaccinated every year. And generally, I only have it for 24 to 48 hours, and I start to recover, and I can get back to things. And so for me, I've seen a definite benefit in being vaccinated. It's not something I would avoid doing. I also work with pigs, and so I am exposed to pig viruses, and it's very important to not be exposing pigs to human viruses because they can mix and then form a new virus. And that's how we got the 2009 pandemic, is we had this new virus that got into humans and spread. Now, that same virus we see every year since 2009, it has been evolving, but what we see with it is humans bring it back into pig farms. Humans can pick up the older strains from these pig farms and bring it to another farm. It recirculates and changes. The genetic pieces can change between these viruses. So it's very important, especially if you work with animals, that you're vaccinated, because you're not going to bring it to the farm.
What are the animal health implications related to flu and to vaccination, and what are the factors there?
The main thing is we don't want flu viruses from humans to go onto farms, and we don't want pig viruses to go into people. And one way of limiting that is to not go on a farm when you're sick. And another way is to also be vaccinated so you don't get sick. Generally, with the flu vaccines, you do get a mild disease and you will shed virus for a short period of time, but it will be a lower amount of virus. So even if you're sick, you're only sick for a day or two, and then you recover much more quickly. That is one of the major implications, but it's also the people around you. It is so important to be vaccinated and to have people within a family vaccinated so that you're not spreading it around at home. People who have children that go to school, they come home, they share all these viruses, and it's you're going to have a healthier family core if you do that.
And is there anything you would like to add?
The flu vaccine should be available in Saskatchewan and elsewhere in Western Canada. I've already been vaccinated myself. I get vaccinated in September, so I'm one of the people that gets it early. Go get your vaccine. We're already seeing influenza in people and in pigs this year, and we want to keep the amount of virus out there down.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me, and go get your flu vaccine.
Thank you. Our guest has been Dr. Susan Detmer, an associate professor in the Department of Veterinary Pathology with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.